Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Thy kingdom come. That is what Jesus taught his disciples to pray. God, let your kingdom come. Yet Scripture also teaches that the kingdom has already come in Jesus Christ. So why does he teach us to pray, thy kingdom come? That question might be puzzling, but I think that Jesus answers it in the gospel passage we just heard. And I'd like to read just a portion of it, starting in verse 3. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. It's God's word. Picture this scene. Until this time of Jesus' teaching, he had been openly proclaiming the arrival of God's kingdom, yet the responses had been mixed. Crowds had been fascinated. Some had followed. But the religious leaders, they openly opposed him. Pharisees plotted his death. And just before this passage, Matthew records Jesus' own family misunderstanding him. If Jesus is truly the Messiah, why then are so many people rejecting him? Jesus' response, the kingdom is present. The word is being preached, but not all hearers are receiving it. For some people, they hear, but they actively resist it. For others, they receive the word. They really do, but then they fall away. Now, the author of Hebrews even warns against this when he says, pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. Now, still others receive God's word, but they're distracted from worldly pleasures, and eventually they lose their faith, they fall away. But the rest, they hear, they understand, they bear fruit. Now notice that in every case, the word remains central. The word remains consistent. There's no variation on the word that is proclaimed. The only difference is the person who hears it. You see, the seed never changes. The seed never loses its power. The seed still works. Because it's God's living and powerful word. That is what Jesus wants his disciples to understand. Now, when we hear this parable, often our first instinct is to ask which kind of soil we are. But I don't really think that's the primary question Jesus wants his disciples or even us to ask. Remember the setting. Jesus is preaching the kingdom of God, yet many are rejecting him. The question hanging over this ministry, over his ministry, is this. Can God's kingdom really be advancing when so much of the seed seems to be lost? Jesus' answer is yes. Not because every heart receives the word, but because the seed still works. God's kingdom does not advance because every soil is good. It advances because God's word never fails to accomplish the purpose for which God sends it. Now that's comforting truth. It's comforting truth because we know what it is like to look at the world and wonder whether the kingdom is really growing. Or perhaps as you hear this parable today, you're not thinking about the world, the crowds at all. You're thinking about a son, a daughter, a grandchild, someone you love. Someone who has heard the seed yet today seems far from Christ. We know what it's like to pray for these children, our children, these grandchildren, our spouses, our friends. We've faithfully planted the seed. We have brought them to baptism. We have taught them God's word. We have prayed for them. Yet, there are times when it seems as though the seed has not taken root. And Jesus speaks this parable precisely for moments like these. And so we pray thy kingdom come. Not because we're waiting for Christ to establish his kingdom someday. For in Jesus the kingdom has already come. But we pray thy kingdom come because we're asking him to keep sowing his powerful word into a world that still resists him, into hearts that still need him, into our own lives even. Even in the time of Jesus, the kingdom did not look like it was flourishing. Many people rejected him. Leaders opposed him. Crowds abandoned him. His disciples even fled when he was arrested. Good Friday sure looked like the harvest failed. Crowds had disappeared. Disciples were gone. The enemies were celebrating. The seed was buried. If anyone had stood outside of that tomb on Friday evening, they would have concluded that nothing had come from his ministry. But you see, God was already accomplishing the greatest harvest the world had ever seen. You see, hidden beneath the silence of the tomb, that seed was still at work. On Easter morning, it became clear that the kingdom had never stopped advancing. It had simply been hidden beneath the weakness of the cross. So ultimately, this parable is not a warning about the kind of soil we are. Instead, what it is a word of comfort. God's kingdom is here. God's kingdom is advancing, even when we cannot see it. The seed still works. The sower is still sowing today. Every sermon is another handful of seed. Every absolution is another handful of seed. Every baptism is another handful of seed. Every Lord's Supper is Christ himself nourishing the life that his word has already planted. The word continues to go forth. The kingdom continues to advance. And the advance doesn't happen. It doesn't depend on human cooperation. It depends on God himself. God sent the seed. The seed still continues to bear fruit. And so when we pray thy kingdom come, we're really praying that Jesus continue to sow into our own lives. We pray that he breaks into our own hardness and removes the rocks and thorns of our own lives, and that he preserves our faith. And for our children, for our loved ones, we can take comfort in knowing that the kingdom comes whenever the seed is sown. Even though much of it appears lost, even if the results appear hidden, even if the harvest doesn't seem visible, the kingdom comes because Jesus is speaking. Parents and grandparents, this is why we don't lose heart. Even though much of the seed appears lost, even though years may pass without visible fruit, even though your prayers seem to be unanswered, the seed still works. Christ's word is living. Christ's word is active. He is still sowing. He is still calling sinners to himself. He is still able to soften hearts. And so we pray that the kingdom come, not just for ourselves, but also for our children, our grandchildren, our loved ones. We take comfort in knowing that the hope of our children rests in the faithfulness of the sower and in the power of his word. And so we pray that Christ continue to do what he has promised to do in the hearts of our loved one, that he continues to sow the seed, and that the seed continue to work against the resistance of hard hearts. And so this week, when you pray, thy kingdom come, today, when you pray, thy kingdom come, remember what you are asking. You are asking Christ to keep sowing. You are asking Christ to keep calling. You're asking Christ to keep forgiving. You're asking him to keep strengthening faith, gathering his harvest. Because the seed still works. Please pray with me. Lord, keep sowing your powerful word among us. Preserve us in faith. Strengthen those who are weary. Bring your kingdom to us and to those we love. Through your holy word, for you live and reign forever and ever. Amen.